T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
Why do people put pickle ornaments on Christmas trees? Let's find out as we get you in the loop.
Get this, guys. A student at a Florida high school found a rat in a vending machine. And when she saw the only food left in the machine were terror chips, she's like, I'll take the rat.
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today. And probably a few things you don't. The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
All right, if you're ready to celebrate Atlanta United's MLS Cup victory at the parade, here is what you need to know. Barricades already up along the parade route in downtown Atlanta. It is going to start at 10 a.m. at the corner of Baker Street and Peachtree Street next to SunTrust Plaza. It'll be an open-top bus parade that's going to travel down Baker Street, Marietta Street, and Andrew Young International Boulevard. And the parade route ends at the Home Depot backyard at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that's where the celebration with the players and coaches, Arthur and Angie Blank, are going to be there. Also, Governor Nathan Deal will be there. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms will be a part of it as well. So lots of dignitaries, lots of folks just so excited to celebrate an Atlanta championship.
So cool. And so it's something the city has needed after all the close cuts, especially the Falcons a couple years ago, and then the Braves last season making it as far as they did. Like, like a tease. Almost there.
Right.
Almost there.
Yes.
Almost there. And Atlanta United's the one who got it done.
It is the second major championship for the city of Atlanta. Now, it's predicted to be about 39 degrees outside. Ooh. So plan ahead for that. There's a small chance of rain. So they're saying go ahead and bring your ponchos with you. They're going to have lots of extra Atlanta police officers down there, you know, SWAT and canine units positioned all along the parade route to make sure everybody stays safe. And in the grounds for the you know, for the pep rally and everything, they say it'll accommodate about 15,000 fans, and then it gets closed off after that. And everybody going in will have their bags checked and will be going through metal detectors. So just plan ahead on that, but definitely head down and be a part of it. It's going to be so excited. The Atlanta United Victory Parade. And if you don't know this, when you win a soccer final, you get to put a star over your logo.
Yep.
So that everybody knows that you're a champion. So now when you see that Atlanta United FC circle, you know, with the A in the middle and the five stripes right behind it, you'll see a star right above it. And that's exactly what that means.
You know, it's like we're getting a new jersey.
Hey.
I'm going to need that.
You know what, Jen? If I don't know if you knew this, but it's also a radio rule that if we ever get more than 11 listeners, we're allowed to put a star above our names.
A star before the star logo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, we got to keep working on that.
Right.
We just got 11.
Just know that when you see that star above the Jeff and Jen Show logo, that means we've hit a dirty dozen.
Here is a little bit of a peek inside the stadium when Atlanta United won. On fire. Awesome.
And what
awesome.
I love too is like all the fans stuck around for the cup presentation.
Of
like
course.
Everyone stayed except for obviously the Portland fans. That little tiny section that they were like stuck in was just totally empty. But everywhere else was just jam packed. You're watching the team celebrate. The team was running over to like the chapter section and just like praising them too. And oh, it was such an electric moment. It was super cool.
And can we say for just a moment how amazing that 7-year-old was who sung the national anthem at the beginning?
Incredible.
She was unbelievable.
And so teeny tiny with such a big voice.
So incredible.
What's her story? Like where did she come from?
I don't know her story. I really don't know.
Awesome.
She's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Just incredible voice. I'm like, that kid's going to be like on The Voice or American Idol, or she's going to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it is chilly out and there is some winter weather, a wintry mix in North Georgia. But if you are in Metro Atlanta, you're going to school today. Okay. Pickens County Schools is the closest one to Metro Atlanta that is closed today. Dade County is delayed. Fannin is delayed. Gilmer delayed. Habersham is closed today. Rabun is closed today. Walker County is closed today. I'm sorry, delayed today, and White County is closed today. So, but if you are in and around Metro Atlanta, you're going to school. Sorry.
Womp, womp.
But everybody's waking up going, do we get a snow day? Do we get a nice day? No. Got to go to school today. All right, if you send a letter to Santa Claus online, Macy's is going to donate money to Make-A-Wish. How cool is this? They donate $1 for the first 1,000,000 letters sent to Santa Claus through their website and through the red mailboxes inside their store. So if you're planning on sending Santa a letter anyway, maybe do it through the Macy's Belief campaign. And the dollar for every letter goes to the Make-A-Wish organization. Of course, they help kids make wishes come true who have gone through big treatments or big hospital stays. So that'd be a really cool way to send a Christmas letter to Santa Claus. And here's the deal. Why do people put pickle ornaments on Christmas trees? Have you ever heard of this?
Is it? I've heard of it, and you have to find it, right? But is there is it a game?
Yes.
That's what I've done before. I've done I've done it once with a boyfriend at the time. They let me hide the pickle that year, and apparently I did
very well.
Yeah,
I bet you played hide the pickle with a boyfriend, Janine.
Jeff. Seriously. It's early.
Is that what he told you it was called?
It's too early for that. I can't even wrap my brain around that yet. All right. Oh, okay. Here's what you do. You have a pickle ornament, and on December 24th, so Christmas Eve, you hide it somewhere on the tree, and it's the first child to spot the pickle ornament is said to get a present and some extra fortune.
Oh, you don't do it until Christmas Eve.
Right.
Oh, okay. And I didn't know that.
And it is supposed to be, it's credited to Germany as a tradition there. And it's called how do you say it, Janine? Weihnachtsgurke.
Yeah, Weihnachtsgurke.
Weihnachtsgurke.
My German is not, but.
And just to make sure we're on the same page, Cheese.
Yeah,
where do pickles grow?
On a bush. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. They come from cucumbers that are in.
Look at that. And
vinegar.
You learned that at what age?
Or the day after I graduated college. Hashtag true story.
Now you can't consider yourself in the loop.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.